Welcome to Selected Shorts, a celebration of the short story. The subject of this edition, pets. St. George by Gail Godwin, read by Jane Curtin.
Until tonight, Silas had been working out perfectly. Lusty, uncomplex, the archetypal man of few words. He had hooked onto Gwen's well-ordered life like a charm. He had served as her antidote against love, the disease that had felled all her friends in the midst of whatever they were pursuing, and left them handicapped forever after. Trapped in mortgaged homes with rather ordinary men, all their grand possibilities extinguished. But tonight, as Silas stood over her bed, buttoning up his shirt, his usual blonde, untroubled countenance clouded over, and he said, "This isn't much of a relationship, is it?" "Of course it's not," exclaimed Gwen. Imagine Silas using a word like relationship. "It's not supposed to be. Relationships take too much libido, and right now mine's all booked up." She was getting her master's degree in English next June. Then she could go out and make her demands on the world. Then she could begin to look for someone, her equal or better, with whom to fall in love. Silas was her now man. She had picked him up in an all-night coffee shop. Having cleared her life of bearded graduate students who wanted to latch onto her psyche like leeches, or lie in bed afterward discussing D.H. Lawrence, she had been on the prowl for a simple man. A truck driver, perhaps. A non-soul sharer she couldn't get serious about, but who would stand between her and loneliness in this impersonal city. Lonely people, she knew, were the most susceptible to the disease of love. "Well, I thought we understood each other, Silas," she added, a little sadly from her pillow.